really thrilled because this morning we've got Jenny Burke from Canassist in the studio. Morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Welcome and thank you so much for coming in to talk to us, Jenny.
It is a pleasure on this beautiful, misty, hopefully snowy day.
Well, I was telling the listeners earlier, I met somebody who's only just moved to Armidale this morning when I was hunting out some replacement headphones. And, look, it's always refreshing. We think that, you know, we're so cold and it's a tough and everything to live in the country. But the fact is she's so excited to be here. She loves it. And it's the second story in about a month of people moving from other places, in particular cities, and being really thrilled.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Mm. So that's good. Thank you for having me anyway.
Oh, that's great, Jenny. Now, look, you're the president of the Armidale branch of Canassist. Mm-hmm. But what is Canassist?
Ah, well, Canassist is it's to support rural people, only rural people, when they may be in need, struggling financially and need support with when they've been diagnosed with a cancer diagnosis.
Yeah, yeah.
And as probably everybody knows, not everybody, but most people know how hard it is when you get diagnosed with a cancer diagnosis. Your family, your friends, whatever. It's a terrible, terrible time.
Mm.
And really, financially, it's a harder time too.
Well, it can be. It impacts in a lot of ways. Mm. It's not something, I suppose, because the problem is once they start treating you for cancer, being able to work properly goes out the window, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. So Canassist is a charity which raises money to help local cancer patients financially.
Mm-hmm.
And in Armidale, we can help Armidale people in our postcode 2350.
Right.
But there is other branches. We have Gyra, Gleninus and Urawa.
Yeah, and look, I often talk to Urawa people and they are often running really fun events, for Canassist.
That's exactly right.
And, I mean, we do it here as well. I shouldn't say we because I'm not Canassist. You have amazing fundraising activities in Armidale.
Mm. So do you want to talk about the fundraising? Our major fundraiser is our Melbourne Cup event, which we have every year at the golf club here in Armidale.
Right.
And that's amazing. The local community, they sponsor us with auction items, raffle items, you name it. And we can get up to 160 or 200 people at that one event.
Mm. Oh, that's great.
And it's a beautiful day where you can all get dressed up with the feathers on and whatever. And it's just a feel-good day.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And with that, we always try to get a guest speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Normally something to do with cancer-related research, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's always a great fun day. So please, anybody that wants to come, please come.
I'll definitely be putting a big shout-out for that fundraiser as we approach, around about 3rd of November,
isn't
it?
Yeah. And we have like a golf day.
Mm-hmm.
We have movie nights.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we can still do that. With the cinema.
Yeah, so, well, hopefully.
Yep, we're keeping positive about that one.
Yeah.
We do, look, another thing, just to get out in the community, we do a Christmas wrap.
Mm-hmm.
We wrap presents down in the Central, and people just donate, and they're so generous. So that's another good thing to get involved with as well.
Yeah, so, and everything that you do is exclusively done by volunteers.
Yes, yes. Volunteer group, and all the money that we raise stays local. We don't have to send any money off to head office or whatever.
So you do have a head office?
Yes, we do. We do have a head office, and they set up all the programs, you know, like the Facebook pages, all those things.
Right.
Plus all the – they monitor what we're doing very closely. And they set up, like, the treasurer's things, you know, the all those things.
Well, I think the big word is governance.
Yeah, that's the word.
I hear a lot about it in another context, yeah.
Yeah, so, and that's good that we don't have to send them anything. And they're always there on the phone. If we've got a problem, or if we're unsure about whether we should help someone, whether we shouldn't, they're there. And it's brilliant. It really is.
That's great. And they don't require you to... So in terms of the money that people give here, none of that's going to Sydney?
No. All stays here locally.
Wonderful.
And the same with the other groups. Mm. Whatever they raise stays for their community.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's a really good thing.
Mm.
And Can Assist has probably been going for 20-odd years, and I think we've got 56 branches now in rural New South Wales.
It's amazing, you know. It's one of those sort of words, Can Assist. Oh, yeah, you think you know.
Yeah.
But you actually don't.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, yes, and last year, financial year, the whole group of Can Assist gave out over $2 million.
Wow.
So we're just not a little tiny thing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But we're finding now that more and more people are needing help because, you know, cost of living, their mortgages, they can't work, whatever.
Mm.
It can be quite sad.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
So we're here to help people if they need the help.
Yeah.
And that's the great thing. So.
And the thing is, it's not just kind of, you know, tissue and a bit of a cup of tea. What you do is real money.
Yeah. And we can help.
I think you do the tissue and the cup of tea as well. But
we like that.
But certainly my experience of you is very much caring, but underneath that is I don't know how to put it. I was going to say the cold hard cash, but there's sometimes if people are in need, it's the financial resources to take a bit of the sting out of the day-to-day.
And things that we could help with, we can help with accommodation. A lot of people don't have their treatment in Armidale. There's certain cancers that they can't treat here in Armidale, so you may have to go to John Hunter, Tamworth, John Hunter, Sydney.
Yes.
And the cost of the accommodation is very, very expensive. And I do know that there is another program, it's called IPTAS, which most people do know about.
Mm.
That's a government-funded program. They can help you, but it's not a lot. You're a lot out of pocket with what they can do.
It's a kind of government response but it's kind of grudging in a sense, isn't it, to the reality of how far away you are.
Yes.
And all the incidental costs that go with being having to get and leave your family go far away to a strange place and pay really big money often for accommodation, not for yourself or for family members, I suppose. Yeah.
And a lot of times there's no support down there for the person and if you're there with the child or whatever, it's terrible.
Really, really hard, but
main things we pay accommodation, utility bills like power, rates, wood, winter, travel. We give a lot of people help with travel vouchers, fuel vouchers.
Right.
And then we can even fly them. If they've got to be in Sydney, we could fly them. Like just today, they got told they've got to be there tomorrow, which is not unusual.
No.
We can get a plane flight organised and down there so quick.
Mm.
And that's a good thing.
Now, you've got some figures there, I think, Jenny, about what the differential impact is in terms of, health and finances for rural versus city people. Yeah, like the impact of... a lot of rural people tend to get diagnosed later.
Yes.
And that's a function of that's partly caused by the fact that they're so far away.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And that is a major problem too. Like, just saying you've gone to your doctor, your GP, you're not well, right?
Mm.
So then they say, rightio, we'll do some more tests. They find that you do have cancer, then it's the time frame to get in to see the specialist in Sydney, in Tamworth, in Coffs Harbour, wherever.
Yeah. I rang up to get a specialist and they said, oh, yes, we can see you in December in Armidale. And I said, well, then how soon? Well, it for sooner... I'm sure I'm not the only person, but if you actually want timely treatment, you've got to bring forward, you've got to travel to get there, and then that, of course, is a lot of additional cost.
And even if people are in a private health fund, there is still a major amount of out-of-pocket expense.
Oh, they don't. The health fund don't even. I got a big shock. I found out that my health fund wasn't even paying for the pathology.
Yes.
And it was a huge bill, which
That's
just
exactly
came up
right.
out of the blue. And I. Anyway, and I'm sure this is not about me, but, you know, there's a lot of frightening secret things that, well,
That's
not secret,
right.
but surprises, yeah. I think is the word I meant.
And then even if you're not in a health fund, then you might get diagnosed today to say that you've got breast cancer or whatever sort of cancer. And then they say, well, we can operate, but it could be 6, 7, 8 months down the track. And that's not exaggerating.
No.
So therefore, by the time, if they waited to that, they probably won't even need that operation because it may be far too late.
That's dreadful.
So can assist, we can pick up some of the difference between Medicare, if you get any, and what it costs. And we're finding we're doing more and more of those accounts for people.
Amazing.
Yeah. Because if you've been diagnosed with cancer, you're on an income, you can't work, or even if you're on a Social Security benefit, it's you don't put money aside to save up in case you get cancer or any other terrible disease.
Well, at the moment, no one could put money aside. And I think, Jenny, this is going to be more of a problem. I'm sort of familiar with the financial situation for younger people.
Yes.
And if they're living, you know, if they've gone, well, wherever they are, the cost of living is hard. But I know, for example, young ones that have got jobs in the city, how are they going to, they're trying to save up for a home, but how can they? Because
That's
the
right.
rents are so high.
That's right.
Wages have not gone up.
Yep.
Comparably, food's expensive. It's just, and the young ones don't, they're worried about accommodation or perhaps saving up for a home, but they certainly don't think of cancer as an issue.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, once you've been hit with this, you can't even think straight, let alone try to work out your finances, how you're going to get to appointments. I can always remember when my boy was diagnosed with cancer. We are country people, bush people.
Yes.
And when they said straight off, you have to be in Sydney in 2 days' time, oh, my goodness, we thought that was the end of the world. But to find someone that can help you to get there, to get your accommodation and whatever, it's really, really hard. But with Can Assist, we've got what we call a welfare worker. And she, if someone rang her and said, look, I've been diagnosed with this, I've got to get to Sydney or whatever, well, then she will go in and we can contact head office and they will have a list of places for accommodation which is near their hospital that they're going to have treatment.
Wow. Okay.
And that's always been a really good thing too.
Yes.
And then we search out and try to find the best accommodation for them. It doesn't have to necessarily be the cheapest because some of them, and it's really sad, people are going through enough without being put in somewhere that's not safe and whatever.
Or not clean. Yeah,
that's right. So we can do that. All what we do is strictly confidential. There's only 3 in our group that know what is going on. Myself, president, the treasurer, and the welfare worker.
Right, and that welfare worker is a volunteer.
Yeah, we're all volunteers.
Yeah,
volunteers.
No, but I mean, I know with the Cancer Council, which is completely different to you, some of their staff are paid.
Yes, exactly right.
So, and it's quite a different setup to what you are.
Yes. And we, in our group, we've got a great group. We've got about 40 members.
Wow.
We had a meeting last night. We had 20 there, so that's fantastic. But when we've got a function on, they're all, like, most of them are keen to come and help with those functions. And it's a really...
Well, that's what you need. You don't actually always need everybody in the room.
That's exactly
at a meeting,
right.
But you certainly need the hands on the deck, don't you, and the feet on the ground.
And that's what we said last night because we're starting to organise our Melbourne Cup.
Oh, terrific.
So we've got a subcommittee, but certainly if you're not on that, that doesn't mean you're off scot-free. There's plenty of things to do. So, yeah, and it's just a wonderful group that we've got here, and we're all in it for the same reason, you know, and we're compassionate about the cause.
Yeah.
And that makes a huge difference.
And I imagine a lot of you would have personal experience of cancer in some way or another.
Yes.
Which is what's drawn you into the group in the first place.
And that's exactly right. Yeah. And I don't know, a lot of the people, women I say, there's no one in our, no males in our group.
Oh, good old mum.
Yeah, that's right.
The caring, but, the carers,
Most people have been touched some way by cancer.
Mm. Yeah. And the other thing, Jenny, is that even though you work on a very local basis, so it's your group helps people in your postcode, you do work together. You do, your friendship extends beyond the postcode into a regional.
Yes, so, that's right. And we have, they have one regional meeting once a year. We have, lucky enough, we had that in Armidale in March, I think it was.
Okay.
And brilliant. And they have the people from the board and the president and the CEO, and they come to Armidale, and it's just really good. And you, there's so much knowledge you get from those meetings.
Yes.
And, you know, and that to put a face to a name, and you feel comfortable ringing and saying, oh, hi, Emma, because she's the CEO. You feel comfortable because you've met her, you've talked to her, and it's really good.
Well, I had a different interview earlier this morning but it was with Rob Lenehan from GAR actually about local government and but it's the same thing really. We're talking about community actually working hard for each other, looking after each other.
Yes, that's right. And with the other groups, you know, the other Can Assist groups in our local area, it's really good now because we're working closely with them, and we might have a function that we're all there together, and it's really working well. And they can ring us if they want, or we can ring them and say, look, how about this? Or, you know, do you know this person's in your postcode? Does that belong to you or whatever?
Yeah.
That's the good thing too. We work well together.
That's terrific. Yeah. Fantastic, Jay.
And the only thing I want to say, when people, if they want to contact us, they can ring, they can just go in, first of all, maybe to look up, just Google Can Assist.
Right.
And then you go in there and it takes you right through about overall about what Can Assist can do, what we do.
Mm.
And it's a very interesting website. It's great. So
okay, so that's Can
Just hyphen? Can Assist.
Can hyphen assist?
Just no hyphen.
No,
just
no
can
hyphen.
Assist.
Forget that. Not
and
a hyphen.
Just get in can there, assist. And it'll take you through.
Right.
And they're always upgrading that and saying what they have found and whatever. And there's a new challenge going at the moment. It's called We Can Do Challenge.
Okay.
And that's to get local people, everybody. This is done from head office to, you know, challenge to say, well, one of our girls, she's going to be swimming. She's joined the challenge and she's going to be doing 500 laps. No, that's not right. She's going to be swimming and people will sponsor her, right?
Oh, okay.
And schools are getting involved, Essential Energy is getting involved and whatever. Mm. And 80% of the money that's raised in your community comes back to, like, Armidale Care and Assist.
Right.
And the 20% goes to head office.
Right.
And that's the only time we have to give anything to head office.
Right. So, so that really important support comes out of the donations, but only in that ratio.
That's for this one-off thing.
Oh, that's just for this event. Yeah,
the Can Assist head office, they get grants and whatever.
Oh, I see. So
they're running on grants. And
their
whatever.
Financial support comes from the state, probably the state or the federal government.
No, government help whatsoever.
No. Oh, okay. So they get grants
from
private
people, businesses and whatever
philanthropy.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So no government involved whatsoever.
No.
Very, very interesting. Mm.
Yeah. And, you know, when you don't get any government help, you've got to work really hard to raise your money because we're finding now that we're helping more people than we've ever helped.
Yes.
With larger amounts of money.
Right.
So.
Right.
But, you know, if we can help, that's what we're there for.
Mm.
So. Mm. And the only thing, you have to get a certificate or your doctor,
Or a referral
from your doctor or some other health allied person and whatever, and get that to our Can Assist branch here in Armidale, and then we take it from there and we talk to the client and just see what, because they don't know what we do.
No.
And until you talk to somebody, you have no idea.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can refer them to other people as well. Like, you know, we've got here, we've got the Whig Library, we've got different things here, you know. And that's what we do. We sort of try to help them if we can, but otherwise put them out to somebody else.
So is the Whig Library related to Can Assist?
No.
But it is a separate organisation, if you like, that does provide that help for people who lose their hair as a result of their cancer treatment. And there's an awful lot of people that do.
Yes.
Because, as I understand it, one of the most popular chemo treatments is the one that takes your hair.
That's right. Yeah. We can refer people. We know the women that run the Whig Library, and we can refer people there. Mm. The other thing I wanted to say too, our funding, like Torta Rocks. Mm. Everybody's probably heard of Torta Rocks.
Yes,
they're our biggest sponsor.
Right,
and it's amazing. We have to be accountable to them, how we spend our money and whatever.
Yes, we had a conversation off air, and it was very interesting. You actually acquit what you do back to Tour de Rock, so they know that hold you accountable. Yes. They don't just give you a blank check.
No, not a blank check.
No.
And, you know, they've been a great support for us since Tour de Rock's been going, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, and the other place we're so thankful for is the Regional Australia Bank.
Right.
There's the community partnership accounts.
Okay.
And every year, which is next month, they divide the money up, divvy the money up between lots and lots of organisations. Mm. If you're a member of that the Regional Australia Bank, you can nominate who you would like their money, your money, but it's really not your money. It's the Regional Australia Bank gives 1% or 2% of every account to, say, Can Assist or Torta Rocks or whatever.
Yeah, so that if people don't know about it, and there are a lot of new people in town, they can go to the Regional Australia Bank, set up an account, and then the Regional Australia Bank will sort of match in a percentage. Mm. So they don't take your money, but they look at how much your balance is.
That's right.
And give a percentage to match that balance.
That's exactly right.
And that goes to the charity that you nominate.
Yes.
And Can Assist is obviously a very, very worthy cause.
And they give, like Armidale Gowrie, your own, everybody, they have all received quite substantial amounts of money from them. Mm. And I'll say it, last year I think we got 17,000. It is amazing.
It's a lot of help.
So that is really good for us as well.
Fantastic.
So anything else?
Just that I suppose what some people might be asking is, well, what's the difference between Can Assist and, say, the Cancer Council, which does other things related to cancer or is very well known? But you are completely separate.
Completely separate. Mm. And the same as we are completely separate from Canteen.
Oh, okay.
That's the young children's cancer program and whatever.
Yep.
But no, with Cancer Council, you know, they do an amazing job. A lot of the money goes to research.
It's at a different level. Yeah. They do research. They get government grants. And they have a very sort of commercial presence.
Yes.
They provide some transport, but you're also providing an increasing amount of transport as well to treatment places for
That's
treatment.
Right. And
I think Cancer Council, for example, has got paid for the accommodation near Tamworth Cancer, Tamworth Hospital.
Inala House.
Yes,
that's right. And that's a wonderful place. But the problem, not a problem, but there's only 9 beds there and that covers around the New England region.
Mm. And if you're not, you have to live more than 100 kilometres away from the treatment centre, which in this case for radiation is Tamworth Hospital Cancer Centre. But to get a bed in Inala House, you have to be over 100 kilometres away from that treatment. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, but that's sort of at a different scale. What you're doing is really discreet and specific, and it's to help people.
Individuals.
Yeah, and it's money to help
that's
them.
That's right. Mm. And, you know, like a lot of people we've had to help in Tamworth because They couldn't get into an arbor house, or they couldn't get transport up and down. So there's a motel across from the hospital. We pay for people to stay there, you know, and that, then they can walk across for their treatment and whatever.
Yeah, it's a lovely little motel.
We pick up sort of the difference that people, you know, if they can't get in, or they can't get in, have a way to go to Tamworth.
But, I mean, what you do in terms of saying, listen, what bills, is there a bill that's really freaking you out? Something like that, and you just on a one-on-one basis, you can offer that financial support. Whereas I don't think Cancer Council can do that.
They can give out
brochures and
brochures. There is some they do some counselling, but that's on the phone and whatever. And sometimes they may be able to help with a few dollars, but it's nothing like what we can do. We're more for the individual here in our towns. Because people in the rural area, I really feel, once you live in the rural area, it's beautiful, but the treatment and whatever is unbelievable. You can't, it's too hard to get into Sydney doctors, and then even if you get there and then they don't get back to you and you're stressing because you want it all fixed tomorrow sort of thing, you know? We're hearing more and more about that too.
Well, I mean, I'll give you a case of my own. I was at a Sydney hospital for some surgery, but... And I used some of the additional services. You know, I asked to see a psych. I mean, I shouldn't really be saying this on the radio, but here we are. I am saying it. And we had she was very good, and it was a great session. But she said, she was a psychologist, but she said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you again because you'll be discharged in the morning. See you later. She was lovely, but that was it. Yeah. Over. No handover, no nothing.
That's right.
And so, you know, and obviously that's just a small example. Even if you manage to get some treatment somewhere else, it's
once you walk out of there, it's not good. And the other thing I didn't mention too, like, we can pay for people's chemo, and a lot of people don't even realise you've got to pay to have chemo nowadays. Pay for the drug. And that never used to be the case, but it is now. And some chemotherapy treatments can be very expensive. So we can... take over and pay those chemo bills. They can, whoever Slade, I think it is the name of the company that does it, they can just send the accounts to our Can Assist branch here in Armidale and we can just pay them.
Right.
You don't have to have the worry getting out to your mailbox and thinking, oh my God, there's $500, I've got to pay. So we can help with chemo and we can help with chemist accounts. We can set up a chemist account with various chemists around town because there's lots of other drugs that you need when you're having the treatment.
Yes.
So anything that is related to your cancer treatment, we can help there.
That's amazing.
And it's just, you know, your treatment might stop today, but then you might be on medication for two years or whatever afterwards.
Yeah.
So we can help with that. And the pharmacies here... a couple in particular are really so good, and our clients can go and talk to them and make them understand what's happening with this medication and whatever.
Well, that's wonderful, Jenny. Look, thank you so much for coming in. And people just need to Google Can Assist and they'll find the relevant phone number.
We've got the Armidale phone number there.
Oh, I can. Well, can I might give the phone numbers if you've got a pen there. 0418. This is the Armidale one, 0418 688 728, and for Gyro listeners it's 0427 750 188, and Urella 0427 725 84, 0427 725 84. So that's basically our listening area. But Google Can Assist. It's two words, Can, new word, Assist, Cancer Assistance Network, and you'll be able to find those phone numbers there as well.
Or another way too, you can speak to, at the Armidale Hospitals, ask to see a social worker, and they can do referrals, or your GP, they can do referrals. So there is quite a few ways you can find us.
Right. Fantastic. So your GP, just ask your GP or the good people at the cancer centres, either here or if you're getting treatment elsewhere, to do a referral to Can Assist. for your postcode area.
That's right.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, thank you for asking me to come along and talk.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's such a pleasure.
I hope we can get the word out there so we can help people. Mm,
terrific.
That's what it's all about.
We will keep up the effort. And I'll have to send you out into this gloomy weather, I'm afraid.
Not a problem.